wholesale pricing.
The power to heal is yours.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Food and Drug Administration.
The Centers for Disease Control.
The Federal Trade Commission.
You see who the evildoers are?
If you don't buy health insurance, you go to jail.
I think the legislation is very fair in this respect.
Am I off the deep end here? What country have I grown up in?
This has been the most transparent administration that we have seen, perhaps in the modern era.
Things that make you go,
You want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Where's freedom?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty. Here's Robert Scott Bell. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have an array of antiretroviral drugs that have certainly transformed the lives of HIV-infected individuals to the point now, if someone comes in with a new infection and you treat them, rather than it being a death sentence as it was in the early 80s, these individuals can lead essentially normal lives for many, many years. My name is Dr. Anthony Fauci, and I'm the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the National Institutes of Health.
You've been struck by a smooth criminal. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You just heard from that smooth criminal, Dr. Anthony Fauci, from the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Disease. We had him on last hour, too, talking about the only solution to antibiotic-resistant bacteria is more antibiotics. Can you say insanity? Insanity. Smooth criminals. And we're going to talk AIDS this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you'd like to be part of it, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Links up at robertscottbell.com. The links are up at robertscottbell.com. And you're going to hear some things you will not hear anywhere else in the media on the subject of AIDS. We have, I've got Liam Schaff, investigative journalist, dear friend, who's written so much on the subject, and we'll talk about his websites as well. Dr. David Rasnick, who I've had on this show over the years, you'll want to hear from. He was instrumental in the development of what they call the protease inhibiting drugs that were used in AIDS, and his transformation, understand that there were a lot of pharmaceutical causes to the immune deficiencies, and also the fallacy of the HIV test, and also a story that if you haven't heard yet, Carrie Stokely will join us. It is horrific. But there are uplifting elements of the story as well, related to the attack of modern medicine on this dear woman, Carrie Stokely. AIDS, in fact, in my opinion, may be the death of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, not the death of people with immune deficiency if they wake up and listen, because the lies are piled so high that when they're fully discovered, there is likely no recovery. We go from HIV tests to HIV. And we got unverifiable medical fictions layered upon observable disease states to ascribe superpower status to a retrovirus never actually caught in the act of doing anything at all. Have you seen the movie House of Numbers? We've been covering this for almost a year now. House of Numbers, a documentary film by Brent Leong, available now through everywhere. Amazon, you name it, you can get it. If you have not gotten it, you will see things that the medical establishment, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, does not want you to see. The fact that that disease is made up. It's not real. It's a syndrome, yes. Immune deficiency may be real. Maybe it may not be. Because you're also going to find that when people so-called test positive to non-specific cross-reactive antibody tests, they are treated as pariahs, as death on two wheels. No, death on two legs. Inevitable. And they utilize that as an excuse to poison these people to death, to intoxicate these people to death. In fact, what Fauci's talking about, the antiretroviral drugs that they developed that he's so proud of, acknowledged now to have caused basically most of the deaths in the early 90s of the people that were so-called treated for the AIDS syndrome, the immune deficiency syndrome. Freddie Mercury included, Ryan White included. You go back to all those histories, and yet Elton John won't wake up and see the reality here. They've all become pharmaceutical stooges, promoting an agenda to poison people that may have abject nutritional deficiencies, pharmacological toxicities, or environmental toxicities. And when you realize how high this goes, how bad it stinks. If you haven't seen my interview with Russia Times, it's on the front page at robertscottbell.com. You get a perspective of where I'm coming from in this regard. And I realize a lot of people can't handle this information. It's just too much. It's too shocking to one day wake up and say, oh, I've been lied to. Yeah, I've been worshiping at the Church of Biological Mysticism. Big Pharma lied to us all. Just as they did about the solution to antibiotic resistance is more antibiotics. That is a lie. Any more than antiretroviral drugs, protease inhibiting drugs is whatever, are the solution for immune deficiency that may or may not even exist. What black box warning? Or teach a doctor how to read. That's the title for this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What if you were in dire need of medical surgical intervention and your doctor refused to help you? No, not because you didn't have money or Obamacare, but because you refused to take the drugs that actually caused the problem for which you now need surgical, for instance, intervention. And what if your doctor did not even know that the drug for you has a black box warning label? The worst of the worst. Oh, no, sorry, I didn't know that. Could this happen to you? Well, it happened to my dear friend Carrie Stokely. And that's why we're going to have Liam Sheff and Dr. David Rasnick is joining me right now on this topic to update this outrageous medical behavior threatening the lives of everyone who lives or tries to live the non-drug life. Dr. David Rasnick, are you with me?
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, I'm honored to have you back on board here, and I'm so thankful that you're visiting with Carrie Stokely to help her out in a really desperate situation. We haven't gone into the story here, but suffice it to say, at one point she tested positive to an HIV test, and from that point they put her on these antiretroviral and other drugs, and she woke up one day, realized this was killing her. She stopped them. She regained health like nobody thought was possible, but now she's had a lot of damage, and maybe you can explain to us why she was in the hospital. What was going on?
Okay. I'm going to give you a little bit of my perspective here for the folks who don't know me. I've been looking into this AIDS stuff as a scientist for three decades now, and I thought I'd seen everything you could see, all the insanity and everything, but no, that's not true. This past week was absolutely incredible. I want to make a point right before I start.
Go ahead.
We have to outlaw these HIV tests. We have to outlaw these tests. All of the evils, all of the horrors, all of the terrorism, all of this stuff that's going on right now is a direct consequence of these tests. They have to be outlawed. We outlaw those, most of this stuff clears up and goes away. This week, you know, I saw with my own eyes what people who have been HIV positive, you know, over the years, I've talked to them all the way back into the 90s up until now, and I've heard these stories from them, how they are treated at the hands of the mainstream health care people, the physicians primarily, you know, and there are really horror stories. But it's one thing to hear it. It's something very, very different to actually experience it yourself and see it with your own eyes. And I think Carrie will talk about that herself, too. And, you know, from her 11 years on the antiretroviral drugs, even this came as a surprise to her what she went through this week. You know, she's been off those antiretroviral drugs for about 3 years or thereabouts, and her body's been injured because of those things. We don't know all the consequences of that, and she's had other surgical ramifications over the years, which she'll probably go into detail.
Suffice it to say that she was in the hospital, that they had found thinning or an ulceration within the colon that was very dangerous.
It's actually, she has a rectal ulcer near the sphincter, about 2.5 centimeters by 2 centimeters. It's roughly, you know, like an inch by 3/4 of an inch or something like that. And it's not healing properly. It's a classic non-healing wound, which is not that uncommon. And lots of people, I'm sure you're very aware about this. And
sure,
you deal with it yourself when people present that to you.
Yes.
And she went to Orlando Hospital to have surgery done. There's surgical techniques that can repair these types of things. And they basically tried to blackmail her. because she had this positive result on these HIV antibody tests all those years ago, automatically everything changes. These people are on autopilot. The surgeons primarily. And they would not treat her what she needed unless she started taking the antiretroviral drugs plus ganciclovir for the cytomegalovirus infection. And finally, it took a while to pull it out of the surgeon's mind, because he wouldn't answer. None of these people would answer Carrie's specific questions, and it was like pulling teeth. But finally, I got it out of one surgeon what he meant by he could not operate on her until her immune system was improved. It had nothing really to do with the cytomegalovirus that they said they found from a biopsy in that ulcer. It had to do with she had to have the right viral load numbers, you know, the RNA, HIV RNA count, and CD4 count. That was what it was.
All right.
In other words,
he
wouldn't
do
anything without those numbers.
David, what did they say? We got about 30 seconds before the break. What did they say when she says, I don't want to take the drugs, there's no evidence that they will improve my immune system? What did they say?
Silence.
What about the issue of that they're black box warning drugs?
There was one of the infectious disease experts. She had two different opinions here, and one of them that came in and claimed he had 20 years experience in infectious disease, quote, HIV. He was a little bit stunned when Carrie told him that it was a black box warning, had a black box warning label.
All right, stand by, Dr. David
Ragnick. Anemia, thrombocytopenia.
Dr. Ragnick, stand by. We got to take a break here. We're going to talk to Carrie Stokely when we come back. Get the backstory behind the backstory of things you will never hear. Could this happen to you? It is possible. This was a healthy woman who was destroyed medically, and it's right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming right back.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, my friends, the pharmaceutical industrial complex has such a stranglehold on the medical profession that many of their doctors do not even read medical journals, much less the drug inserts accompanying each FDA-approved medicament that they prescribe. However, there's a link up at robertscottbell.com. You'll see they do believe they deserve the freebies coming from Big Pharma, the trips to Hawaii. They do believe that. But here we have Carrie Stokely's story, and Carrie's joining me right now. And I want to get the backstory. Dr. Raznick, David Raznick, had referenced this experience in the hospital very currently in Orlando, the refusal to treat Carrie to help her with her non-healing, let's call it an ulceration, in the rectum. And now, Carrie, this is something that didn't just pop up. You're talking years even prior to any knowledge of anything HIV you were dealing with in the medical profession.
Yes, that's correct, Robert. Thanks for having me on today. And I'm quite happy to explain the last 6 days of my journey through hell. But I think we need to go way back a number of years ago and kind of lay some groundwork for what has happened with me medically. When I was 18 years old, I had a breast reduction surgery. Within 24 to 48 hours or so, all the sutures came up to the surface and split open, and it was an infected oozing mess for quite a while. They didn't know why. They just told me I had an allergy to sutures and maybe foreign body material reactions. Years go on. I have my first child in 1992. And I have her vaginally, through a vaginal delivery. The gynecologist, during the delivery, cut the episiotomy to help with the delivery of the head. He cut it too far down into the rectum. I believe it's called a fourth-degree episiotomy.
Ooh, yeah.
And I don't know if he didn't realize that, but nothing was ever taken care of with that.
Carrie, it's hard enough to heal from a tear, which is much easier than the cuts that they do, and much less when they cut too far, like you said, toward the rectum. This is a disaster for anybody. So healing from this could have taken months to years if it wasn't taken care of properly at the beginning.
It was months. They did various barbaric things to me, such as burning the entire perineum with silver nitrate to try and close the area up. Finally, 1 year after the delivery, a surgeon did go in and open everything back up down there, and he found a large rectovaginal fistula that he said resulted from the fact that the cut went into the rectum and it was never taken care of.
So this is a medically caused a physiological abnormality, and that could create all kinds of problems years down the road. So I imagine you were on many drugs, antibiotics, and other things for many years to address this.
Off and on, absolutely. With my second child, who was born in 1995, we did an elective C-section because of all the scar tissue and the trauma down to the vaginal area. Again, within about maybe 24 to 48 hours of having the C-section delivery, it was red, swollen, infected, high fever, and they said it was a staph infection that had gone systemic. They rushed me back down to the hospital, and I spent 1 month in the hospital on morphine and antibiotics and all kinds of other drugs. They cut the C-section back open and left it open until it healed from the inside out, and that took close to 3 months. After that, I never felt well again. I never felt like I bounced back as the months went on, and that's when I saw different doctors that were kind of checking me for different things. The one doctor I saw, who was a hematologist, suggested an HIV test. Again, this would have been 1995 right into 1996.
Carrie, other than the medical things, the abuse, I would call it, that you had been under, was there any other lifestyle issues that would lead you to believe, hey, that's a reason why I should take an HIV test?
No, and I asked him at the time, why? Is that what you think it is? I was never in a risk category, you know, any of the traditional risk categories.
Right.
I'd been married for a number of years, to my husband, I had no reason to think that that would have been a positive test result.
Right, right.
But so, I let him do it anyway, not really knowing any better.
Well, and then the result came back how? What did it say?
Came back positive. He was very shocked. Matter of fact, when I asked him, do you think that's what it is, when they were drawing the blood, and he said, no, not at all. White middle-class women don't get AIDS. Came back positive. He was shocked. We were shocked. This is now June of 1996. And my husband and I said, are you sure? Couldn't this be wrong? And his words to us were, excuse me, his words to us were, no, these tests are never wrong. We even did the backup test.
Hold on. I want to bring Liam Sheff into the discussion here. By the way, I have links to Carrie, to Dr. Rasnick, as well as Liam at robertscottbell.com if you want to learn more about them in the short time we have together here. Liam, you with us? See if we can get Liam to join the conversation here. Carrie, yeah, there you are, Liam. Now, you've heard the setup here and Carrie's experience. Then suddenly they say, take a test. They say it's positive, and then where does it go from here? Liam, you've got this overview.
Yeah, it goes back to the 16th century when the people were using a book called The Witch's Hammer to determine who was really a witch and who wasn't. At this point, you're cooked. They totally abandoned regular medical practice. They stopped seeing you as a person. They see you as one of their millions of preordained dead. They, at this point, give you the most toxic drugs that have ever been manufactured for long-term use. These are cancer chemotherapy drugs. These are gene-altering drugs. These are bone marrow-suppressing drugs. They kill the intestine. They kill the liver. They kill the gallbladder. This is no joke. The FDA has been forced to note this again and again and again by placing the black box label on them, which is what Carrie asked when she was in the hospital. She said, can you tell me how this black box label drug that has done permanent organ damage and killed normal healthy people at regular doses, can you tell me how this can help the local bacterial infection I have in an open wound that I have probably because my guts have been eradicated from 11 years of taking these drugs?
Yes.
The response was to say nothing to her, nothing.
I asked no less than 7 different doctors this past week to show me the evidence that these drugs will actually increase my immunity and help me heal, and they absolutely ignored my question. And I will say this about my gastrointestinal tract. Since I stopped the drugs 3.5 years ago, I have been in a long process of trying to rebuild. I don't digest food well. There's no stomach acid. I'm not able to move my bowels. It has killed the peristalsis in the colon.
Right.
And I've sat and struggled with the bowel issues, which has created a very small anal fissure, according to a gastroenterologist.
And they basically refused to treat you unless you were on these death-inducing drugs, as Liam described them so aptly as well. And I want to relate this. We're going to go to a break momentarily, but I want to relate this because we're going to have Dr. Rasnick, we've got Liam Sheff, we've got Carrie Stokely here to bring up something that you might think doesn't relate to you. But this is, what we say, white woman that said, they can't have this. Yet, because of this test that Dr. Rasnick rightly says we should ban, she has been nearly killed medically, pharmaceutically, iatrogenically, and now they won't even do surgical repair on her unless she's on the drugs that almost killed her. Could this happen to you? If you or your loved one goes into the hospital, this is the stuff you need to know. And we're going to talk about how to heal from this after the break as well. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. Go to robertscottbell.com. More after this.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits 2 powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously. quickly to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatec, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
I will have some very pointed commentary on both Democrats and Republicans and Obamacare coming up later this hour, but we've got a lot more to do here with Carrie Stokely, Liam Sheff, and Dr. David Rasnick. And Carrie, I want to reiterate for all the people just tuning in, had been through the medical realm for many years, iatrogenic diseases caused by surgical interventions, through birth, through C-sections, through cuts during pregnancy. I mean, it's just horrific. Been on so many antibiotic drugs and wounds that had to recover, and then came up with an HIV positive response, so to speak, to the tests that we know on this show at least do not actually detect the presence or absence of a retrovirus that they've never actually caught in the act of doing anything. But at this point, they began to give her the antiretroviral drugs, all of the things that were so toxic now that are black box warning labeled type drugs, and basically can wipe out a healthy person and damaged and wiped out her gut as such. Now we're dealing with basically an area of the rectum, the colon, if you will, that's thinned out. It's like an ulceration. And she's in the hospital in Orlando. The docs actually did exploratory. What did they find, Carrie, and what did they do next?
Well, it was about 6 weeks ago when I presented with the higher fevers and increased rectal pain that would not go away. I went up to see a colorectal surgeon who took me immediately to surgery that day, and he described and took pictures of this big ulcer that he'd found in there. He said he debrided it, cleaned it out, and he would have to go back in probably two or three more times and lay some skin grafting. Well, 3 or 4 weeks goes by, and I'm really not getting any better, so I go back in to see him. He says to me, you need to be admitted into the hospital on IV antibiotics. We'll have to try and get the wound under control. They'd also biopsied it when he was in there the first time,
yeah.
Looking for cancer and other things, which all came back negative, but he did say there was CMV biopsied. They have been searching for that the last 6 days while I was in the hospital. And they don't seem to be able to find any anywhere else. But the bottom line was, unless I, according to them, and they're basing this on T-cell, CD4 counts, unless I can get my immunity boosted, they refuse to do surgery. The problem with that is when I asked repeatedly how these drugs would boost my immunity, they had no answers for me.
Yeah.
They've been using techniques such as you're on your last legs. You're in the end stages of life. You will never see your daughter get married. These are the things that they've been telling me instead of answering my question.
Oh, it's a criminal. I'm not kidding you. You know, playing the Anthony Fauci clip of the smooth criminal is an understatement. Liam, your perspective on this, I mean, it's just horrific. It breaks my heart hearing these stories.
Right. Let me pull myself together. I don't... You know, if you read the medieval text and you read about the witch's hammer, it was a book that was used in the Inquisition to beat women into admitting that they were witches. And they would take their daughters and beat and torture their daughters. And then finally the women say, okay, I'm a witch. And then they would kill them. You know, the human species hasn't evolved or really changed very much. These people take this blunt hammer of a diagnosis. Carrie has been so brave. Today, she did what no human being should be expected to do. She came on a nationally syndicated radio show and gave the deeply personal details of her medical history, of the way that she has been assaulted and butchered by hack doctors, over-medicated, over-drugged, that she willingly went along with as a good patient as long as she could stand it before it almost killed her. She turns to these people, and we have to talk about the bad guys, because the bad guys... This is what they live for. Nobody understands this because everybody avoids the AIDS business. But the guys in the AIDS business, like Seth Kalickman of University of Connecticut and John P. Moore of the Weill Cornell Medical Center, publish blogs and papers decrying people like Terry for trying to get better without taking their black box label drugs. Terry took them for 11 years. They wore her down. She's got age progression pictures, and you can see the effects they have on her. These people do not rest until they get another death in their hands, and they will be on the internet today, having listened to this, howling for her death. That
Liam, stand by. We're going to go into the psychology of this, as well as the fact that if someone takes chemotherapy, we might not agree with it, but we're rooting for them. Why do they not root for Carey? We're going to find out as well on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. More with Liam, Carey, and Dr. We got lots to do. Stand by. We're coming right back.
Hello. This is Chuck Wagner. I have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium, and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Bart talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed.
This is Jonathan Wagner, Chuck's son. A warm thank you to our many customers with their kind words of Chuck's passing. As Chuck said, call us 1-866-424-1077 or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com. We're here to help. And stay healthy, naturally.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheT.com.
This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super Sea Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super Sea Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super Sea Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super Sea Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D, that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super Sea Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super Sea Veg and get one bottle free. Go to SuperSeaVeg.com and type in the code word FREESHIP to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got a culture of life going on here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as we do every week, rather than the cult of death that FDA-approved medicine by and large is. And right now we've got Kerry Stokely on, Dr. David Rasnick and Liam Shepp. I have links to all of their sites at robertscottbell.com in the show description for today. And, you know, Kerry, through all of this, you're still willing to go through the medical intervention if it's necessary. It's not like you've rejected modern medicine outright, but yet again, in this, let's say, interaction within that realm, what they've done to you is just horrendous.
It is, Robert. And when you take a young, healthy wife and mother, healthy to an extent before the surgeries, you know, and diagnose me on a fraudulent test, and then insist that I take this type of toxic black box medication for 11 years, you know, there's no way to think that I'm not going to end up with a lot of damage. I should have a lot more damage than what I do. But I know what these drugs have definitely done to me personally has destroyed my gastrointestinal system, which is where 80% of your immunity lies anyway. Yes. It's been a constant struggle for that. But the problem at the moment, really, as much as they would probably like to see me sick and dying, that's not really happening. But the bottom line is there is an infection due to this drug damage that has destroyed my colon, and I do need help to get that fixed.
Yes, and seeing that they are, you know, wanting to force you on toxic medicines that may not, well, certainly will not improve immunity, much less the red herring that is the HIV test and the HIV. We're looking at something like, you know, many of the children I've covered stories on that had cancers of some kind, and their parents investigated, and they investigated and decided to go holistic, and then they want to steal the children to force them to undergo chemotherapy. This is going to happen more and more unless people like Kerry are speaking out here to raise a warning flag. I mean, as Liam said, it's brave enough that you're on here in the midst of all that you're going through, but this should help many millions of people wake up and realize that they cannot trust government and government-sanctioned medicine is the only way. We've got to look at opening this up wide for all healing. And Liam, we talked about before going to the break, we may not be in favor of oncology and chemotherapy, but if someone's going through it, I'm rooting for them. I want them well. What is it on that side of the equation? Look at a Kerry Stokely and say, you've gone holistic. We hope you die. I mean, that's basically what they're saying.
They say it openly. They say it outrightly on their blog. Seth Kalickman, University of Connecticut, says it all the time. He hopes these people are going to die. He's so sorry, but they haven't accepted the magic pill yet. Well, she accepted it for 11 years, and it nearly killed her. For the AIDS industry, I'm afraid to say that every death is a victory. They have claimed absolute I don't know, governance over an area so wide, of so varied of immune dysfunction, from drug addicts to the most poor, wretched of the poor people in the world, and they've decided that all of them are sick because magically 20 years ago they had sex and now they're sick. It's absurd. It's absurd beyond satire. They have three competing theories that are mutually contradictory about how any of this can happen, and all of those have failed proof anyway. They don't make room for other people to get better, because the second that they admit that an AIDS patient can get better, they stop printing money and they stop the eugenic program or whatever they're doing in Africa by labeling all the poor people as having some sort of sex disease. And then the New York Times has to stop printing wonderful editorials about how we should circumcise all black people and drug their women to death. And this is a giant, giant political mess. It's a giant political scam. It's absolutely disgraceful. And the doctors who treated Kerry failed. Dr. Samuel DeJesus of the Orlando Colorectal Center and Dr. Paul Williamson of the Orlando Colorectal Center, who looked at her and refused to answer her questions about what the drugs would do and talked over her, failed even the basic Hippocratic oath that they took so many years ago. First, do no harm and try to help.
What about informed consent, for goodness sake?
Yes, the idea of informed consent fought for so hard by people who were murdered by the Nazi regime, the idea that came out of the Nuremberg trials, that people have a right to know the medical experiments that they're undergoing, are constantly and consciously refused to AIDS patients all the time. They're bullied and intimidated.
Well, and not only that, but they will threaten you if you refuse these drugs with a diagnosis of dementia.
And they'll take away your children, and they'll drug your children. You know, the amazing thing is Kerry's got two healthy children, all HIV negative, and a healthy husband, all HIV negative. Go figure. These tests don't mean anything. They mean that she had an illness before that caused the test to come up positive. And the test come up positive for what? Pregnancy, bacterial infection, drug abuse, because the proteins are all nonspecific, and everybody knows it. Everybody knows it.
Including medical drug abuse, for which they inflicted upon Kerry Stokely. Kerry, my love to you and your family, Liam, as well to you and Dr. David Rasnick for standing with Kerry and making a difference here, and for all the people that are believing the medical lies that because you test positive on a nonspecific cross-reactive antibody test and get confirmation from other tests that can't confirm it, that you're going to die. No, you're not. You're going to live because you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and many people like Liam, Dr. Rasnick, Kerry Stokely, doing the right thing to get this word out. Are you prepared for the day when you refuse drugs and then they commit you and steal your children away? Is that day here? I've got commentary on that. When we come back, you do not want to miss it. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen, I realize that many of these doctors are between a rock and a hard place as well because of the government intrusion, the pharmaceutical industrial complex control of their ability to help patients, because there are many good doctors. I feature them here on the Robert Scott Bell Show whenever I can. But then there are others that I consider their behavior criminal negligence. And yet they would consider what we do criminal negligence simply because we are forwarding, and I am forwarding, a concept and context of the freedom to heal by any means that you feel is appropriate for you, as long as you're harming no one else. And unfortunately, they have harmed Carrie Stokely to the point of endangering her life. And this is not just her. 784,000 Americans die every year at the hands of iatrogenic diseases. That is, diseases caused by modern medicine, death caused by modern medicine. Read Death by Modern Medicine by my dear friend Dr. Carolyn Dean. You'll understand the meta-analysis. These are coming from these stats coming from the peer-reviewed journals themselves. And if the government can force you, think about this with Obamacare, if it can force you to buy medical insurance, by what delusion do you think that the feds cannot force you and your kids to take drugs, get vaccinated, have chemotherapy, on and on and on? Carrie is one in many. But she's willing to speak out about this. And the AIDS establishment, much like the cancer establishment, works actively against holistic options. They root against people trying holistic natural options. And yet I stand here with many of you in my listening audience, you know who you are, all for freedom, simply for freedom. And for those few on the left side of the political equation who still cling to the illusion that Obamacare is somehow an improvement to health care in America, you have to, in order to believe that, ignore the fact that it relies on force for its very existence. Force, violent force if necessary. And for those of you who on the right who think still that it was just fine, medical care, health care, was just fine before Obamacare passed, you must also, in order to believe that, ignore the fact that there was a medical monopoly in existence, and that exists by government force as well, not by the free market. We've got elections coming up. We've got tea parties. People are drawn all over. The lines are drawn. Republicans and Democrats, they tend to argue about how much government intervention into the care of our health is desirable. Not if it is, but how much. Other than Congressman and doctor, physician Ron Paul, I don't hear anyone from the right or left, correct me if I'm wrong, calling for unfettered access to a free market in healing. The freedom for Carrie to choose holistic options for you, your family, your children, or the freedom to choose non-holistic options. Michael Moore, who was on the HBO series with Bill Maher, interviewed, he's dead wrong about healthcare in Cuba. They're not better because it's socialized or communistic. It is better in Cuba simply because they cannot afford a big pharma monopoly. They can't afford the medicines. They can't afford the junk, the processed foods, the big agribusiness, the genetic modifications, the pesticides. They can't afford it. They live simple. They live simply. They eat simply. They walk. They ride bikes to get where they're going. A lifestyle that few Americans lead. Very few Americans lead. That is why you can argue that health of Cubans is better than the health of Americans, not because of the medical advancements in modern medicine. And coming back to our Constitution, right? We each of us have a Constitution. You do, I do. And then we have one that's for all of us, the Constitution of and for the United States. There is no constitutionally enumerated power authorizing Congress to grant exclusivity for the care of your health to a petrochemical industry hell-bent on managing disease and eliminating all competition to it. Obamacare made it much worse by forcing you to participate in it. At least before, you could say no, you could refuse. But now, unless you're Amish or whatever other religious designation they have put into the bill, ending monopoly. Ending monopoly should be the number one priority of both parties, Democrats and Republicans and the Tea Party. But since the Republicans and Democrats argue for varying degrees of monopoly on power, it's not likely to happen by appealing to their largely absent higher sense of right and wrong. Which is why I want you all to know about nullification. Have you read the book by Thomas Woods? Tom Woods, Nullification. You come to Orlando, Florida, the same place we've been talking about where that hospital exists, Orlando, Florida, 10-10-10, October 10th, 2010, Orlando, Florida, Nullification Now, nullifynow.com, the Nullification Now tour. I will be there. I will be speaking. Tom Woods will be there. Former governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson, will be there. We're going to teach you how to nullify laws that do not apply to you that are unconstitutional on a state level and on a personal level. Obamacare is force. But so is the unfree market medical monopoly, 100 years in the making, according to Barack Obama's own email from a few weeks ago that we covered on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, it remains to be seen if the Tea Party can spark a revolution back to constitutional government sans intervention on foreign and domestic scales beyond the Founding Fathers' wildest nightmares. Will they stand for freedom and healing? Will you stand for freedom and healing? Those of you in the Tea Party, are you calling for unfettered access to a free market in medicine? That means homeopathic. That means herbal, holistic, energetic, everything. You may not agree with it. But do you stand for freedom or do you stand for tyranny? These are the questions that need to be asked. I'm asking them right here as I do every week on the United States of Health Talk Radio. If you have not signed up for my email alerts at robertscottbell.com, please do so. We'll try to get you some more information as well on the ongoing saga of Carrie Stokely and her recovery. She's not giving up. We're not giving up. I'm not giving up. You're not giving up. Freedom is too precious to lose. Do you have kids? I do. Do you have grandkids? Like to one day. Are they going to live in a land of freedom or medical tyranny? Don't be under the illusion that because the Republicans may sweep into power this cycle that suddenly health freedom will reign again. Because most of them do not understand what I talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, what you understand, what you've come to understand. Grow love and respect over many years of bringing the power to heal back to you where it belongs. Not in government, not in big pharma, not in your doctor's hands, but in yours. And if you choose to seek a doctor, they should be free to care for you holistically. Or any way you two agree. That is freedom. That is liberty. That is the basis for these United States of America. And that is why I am here every week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, once again reminding you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.